Hare Krishna. Vishnu Sahasranama, name 829. You might think it's not the most expected subject to speak on in Govardhan Hill, Vishnu Sahasranam. But previously, Vishnu Sahasranam was very widely chanted and recited, and at least in previous times, there must have been so many people who have recited Vishnu Sahasranam in Vrindavan area. We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one point in Navadvip asked Srivas Thakur to recite Vishnu Sahasranam, which indicates that at least among the Brahmanas in Navadvip it was regularly recited. So name 829 is, according to Parashara Bhatta's explanation, is Chanurandra Nishudana, who slayed a wrestler by the name Chanura, who was from Andhra. So all the Telugu-speaking people here might feel offended or insulted by that. But why? Because Kamsa was from what's now UP, so we don't get upset that Krishna killed Kamsa from UP. And then there's so many different demons. Actually, they're mostly from, well, they came from different parts of the universe. And if you feel offended saying that Chanura is from Andhra, should remember that it's all part of the material world, and you don't belong in this material world. You belong in the spiritual world. Parashara Bhatta, the first Sri Vaishnava commentator on Vishnu Sahasranam, says that Krishna killed a demoniac wrestler. Not that all wrestlers are demoniac. Krishna's also a wrestler. Otherwise, he wouldn't be called to a wrestling match. Parashara Bhatta says that Chanura belonged to the Andhra race, what is now the Telugu-speaking people. Or it could also refer to a low caste, which went by the name of Andhra. But nowadays, we're not supposed to differentiate high caste, low caste, only for reservations and in politics. But if you call someone low caste, you'll be arrested. Parashara Bhatta says that Chanura was an enemy of Indra. As we know from the Bhagavatam, Krishna comes, Ete Changsa, Krishna comes to kill the enemies. Indrari Vyakalam Lokam Ridyanti Yugan Yuge Yuge. Ete Changsa Kalapungsa, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna comes to kill the enemies of the demigods. The demigods in Parashara Bhatta's commentary are indicated by the word tat. Tad virodhinam chanura namanam asurandra malam nishudit avan chanurandra nishudana. Krishna killed the wrestler from Andhra, or the caste Andhra, who was a demon by the name of Chanura and who was an enemy of the demigods. One of the later Sri Vaishnav commentators said that this chanara is different to the chanara who appears in the Srimad Bhagavatam deputed by Kamsa. And he was also, but he was from Andhra. And yeah, different people interpret Andhra differently. A race called Andhra, or a low caste, a jati, or a location. So there are different opinions about what the word Andhra here means. Chanara was a very great wrestler in the court of Kamsa, who was such a powerful king and a powerful demon. His number one wrestler was Chanara. He was the one sent first to fight with Krishna, and there were some backups also, but the first assigned by Kamsa to fight with Krishna in the wrestling arena was known as Chanara. Kamsa was a fool, as was said to him by Krishna's sister, "You're such a fool." He was such a fool because he sent one demon after another to kill Krishna, and they all got killed. And they all thought that they would kill Krishna. All the demons who fought Krishna thought, "I'm going to defeat him." All of the demons who saw Krishna thought, "Hey, he's just some boy." Later, Krishna became famous as Dwarakadish. He became famous as the king of Dwaraka. Actually, the official king was still Ugrasena. But typically of the demons, they all thought that Krishna was just some man, and I'm a very powerful demon, and I will kill Krishna. None of them took it into account that so many demons prior to their engaging with Krishna had thought the same thing. They didn't take it into account that Krishna had killed so many demons, and every one of them was so powerful that all the demigods were afraid of them. And Krishna killed all of them nonchalantly, very easily. None of them thought like that. Therefore, they were all fools. That is the typical symptom of a demon, that he's a fool. He's a fool. He may be a very intelligent fool, which might sound contradictory, but we see it in the present day also. There are very many intelligent people, very intelligent people, who are rulers of countries, great scientists, great businessmen, great scholars, and very intelligent. They may be Harvard University professors, but they're all fools because they don't nate vidu swartha gatin hi Vishnu. They don't know that the goal of life is Vishnu, durashaya. Durashaya ye bahirata manina. They are simply on the external platform. They don't think, what is the actual goal of life? But they just presume that the goal of life is to live in this world happily. They may be very good people from the materialistic point of view, very concerned with the ecological situation of the world and the oppression of the lower caste or the poorer people. They're very good people who are very interested to improve the condition of the world. They may be selfless in that respect, but they're all fools because they don't even think about what is the ultimate goal of life. And they don't know that the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. Andhaya tandai rupaniya manas te pisha tantram uru damni badha. And for all their efforts to do good for the world, they simply entangle themselves and their similarly blind followers more and more in materialistic existence, because they don't consider what is the ultimate goal of life. So they're very intelligent in one sense, but their intelligence is misused. However, Kamsa and Chanara and so many other classic demons who we hear about in Krishna Lila, they weren't even superficially good. They were straightforward, you could say they were honest demons, inasmuch as they were straightforwardly demoniac. They believed might is right, and who gets in their way, we kick them out of the way. We destroy them. They were straightforward demons. Kamsa was not pretending to have a humanitarian program or to help the downtrodden, as many demons in the present age, in the name of humanitarianism, democracy, helping the poor, and so on, they want to push their demoniac agenda in the name of improving the world. So be very careful if you hear people talking about improving the world without stating that the only thing that needs to be improved in the world is our consciousness, which needs to be rectified from lack of Krishna consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So even all these people are talking about environmentalism, sustainability, they're all fools and rascals if they don't give the real need of human society, which is to surrender to Krishna. And the real thing that we as servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, the only thing we really need to preach to everyone is to understand our eternal position as servants of Krishna and surrender unto Him. That's the only thing we need to preach. And if we preach other things, then we get caught up in other people's agendas. Sustainability, veganism, human rights. What is human rights? Everyone should have the right to live like an animal. Everyone should have the right of freedom and justice so they can freely and justly waste their human form of life. That's what human rights means. So Chanara, he wasn't such a sophisticated demon. We don't expect wrestlers to be very sophisticated people. It's pretty gross. Wrestling is a pretty gross sport, but there are different kinds of people in the world. And Krishna enjoys all different kinds of things. As the king of Dwarka, he's very sophisticated. Even in Nandagram, they have arts, performing arts. Every evening they have some dramas going on. So Krishna enjoys all different kinds of things. It was a great fortune for the demon Chanara that he got to fight with Krishna. And he gave pleasure to Krishna. Krishna also enjoys to fight. As he said to Chanara, because he knew that many people in the audience were feeling, this isn't right. One huge, massive wrestler. We have now, you've probably all seen pictures of sumo wrestlers. Sumo in India has come to mean something else, one brand of car. But sumo, the huge wrestler, huge, and if such a wrestler is paired against a young boy, you think that's not right. So many people in the audience, they were unhappy. Why is this huge wrestler being paired against a young boy? And Krishna himself made the same objection. He said, you see that, okay, I'm a wrestler, but I fight with my fellow friends. As boys, we wrestle in the forest of Vrindavan, but you are a professionally trained wrestler and huge. And Chandra said, yeah, you're also a wrestler, and you also know how to kill demons, so it's not a mismatch. So Krishna said, okay, you want to fight with me? All right, let's have some fun. Everything for Krishna is fun, even when he's fighting. So he gave some pleasure. Chandra gave some pleasure to Krishna and gave pleasure to all the dharmic people who are watching, to the devotees. He gave great pleasure by killing Chandra and other wrestlers one after another. And the climax was killing Kamsa in the wrestling arena. So Krishna, just before this, on entering the arena, he'd killed the massive elephant, Kuvalayara Pira. And so Chandra also said, you say, you just killed big elephants, so that's not an ordinary thing to do. So Krishna, he fought with Chandra for some time, and then Chandra, who is like compared to a mountain that could not be pierced even by a thunderbolt. The mountains can be pierced by thunderbolts, but Chandra was so powerful, even a thunderbolt could not affect his body. But Krishna, in a short time, he caught hold of the two legs of Chandra, whizzed him around three times, circled him around, and let him off. And Chandra, fell down, dead. And fell down to like a mountain which is destroyed by Indra. So Krishna very easily killed him. Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives a similar description of the name Chanurandra Nishudana. He says that Chanur was born in the land of Andhra, and that by killing Chanura, Krishna accomplished the destruction of an enemy of the devotees who were in Mathura and gave them happiness. Because in the reign of Kamsa, there were many devotees living in Mathura. It is, after all, an eternal abode of the Lord. But many devotees were living there unhappily under the kingship of Kamsa. So by killing Chanura, who was a prime henchman of Kamsa, Krishna gave great happiness to the devotees in Mathura and gave them the idea that the beginning of the end is here. That Krishna, he's killed Chanura, he's going to kill Kamsa also. Could someone be stationed near to that camera to stop people coming in this way, moving around? If they want to come in and out, let them go through the back, not the front. So that should be stopped, people coming in at the front. Now, in this way, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he's describing one name after another with a connection to the previous names. Each name is in a sequence. So the name Ashvata, the previous name, is Baladev Vidyabhushan explains that the material manifestation is eternally controlled by him And even though the material manifestation is always changing, what is here today won't be here tomorrow. Everything is all, there's a sameness about the material manifestation, but at the same time, it's constantly changing. So going back to Ashvata Udambara, if you might have, I'm not sure if those names, my talks on those names have been published, but Baladev Vidyabhushan explains that he gives happiness to his devotees by killing the enemies of the devotees. So he explains that for one who is the controller of everything in the universe, for him to do what is required to give happiness to devotees and to exterminate their enemies, it's not a difficult thing to do. And Krishna demonstrated this, that by killing the demon Charnara, who was such a powerful demon that even the demigods were afraid of him, Krishna showed that by killing Charnara, and in this way showed that, don't worry, all the unhappiness that you have experienced living under the rule of the wicked Kamsa is now coming to an end. It was symbolic. By killing Charnara, it was symbolic that Krishna is quite capable of killing all the enemies of the devotees, and that he's going, a golden age is about to come. The rule of Kamsa is about to come to an end, and Krishna is showing that by killing Charnara. Satyadeva Vashishta gives a different interpretation. By analyzing the Sanskrit in a different way, the name Charnara is very famous as the name of one of the demons who Krishna killed. But Satyadeva Vashishta analyzes the name in a different way to mean that those who are by nature sattvic and who do good, who do good for others by giving to others, that can be understood to mean Charnara. The word Charnara can mean someone who does good, or in another way it can be analyzed, that Charnara can also mean those who worship, who observe the dharmic principles. So such people who are worthy of worship because of their noble hearts is called Charnara. So Charnara, not only the general meaning that we understand is that demon who is described as a demon who was killed by Krishna, but Satyadeva Vashishta says that Charnara can also mean someone who's very good, who's a very pious person. And he explains Andhra in this connection to mean Andha, those who are blind, and those who cheat and deceive others. So he explains that anyone who tries to cheat or deceive the good people, the devotees, they are called Chanurandra. And Nishudana, one who gives, who destroys, but an elaborate explanation is given by Satyadeva Vashishta, who gives great pain in many ways, he describes as Nishudana. So therefore, his full description of Chanurandra Nishudana is one who causes great pain and misery to those who give great pain and misery to the good people. Another meaning given by Satya Sanda Yatiraj of the Madhva Sampradaya is Chanara is killed by Krishna, Chanara, Duryodhana, and others. He takes the Chanara Andhra, he takes Andhra to mean blind, so he gives the example. Chanara is an example of a demon who is blind, and there are many others, and Satya Sanda Yatiraj gives the interpretation, he specifically mentions Duryodhana. Krishna kills Chanara, Duryodhana, and all such demons. They're all called Andha, because they are blind to the truth. They are blind to Dharma. They could also be called Andha, blind, because they were sons of Dhritarashtra, who was literally physically blind. So Satya Sanda Yatiraj describes Chanurandha Nishudana as he who destroyed Chanura and Duryodhana and his brothers. Chanurascha andhascha Duryodhanadayaha tan Nishudayati iti. So Krishna is called Chanurandra Nishudana because he killed Chanura and Duryodhana and so many other demons. Oh, wait a minute. Krishna didn't kill Duryodhana. Duryodhana and all his brothers were killed by Bhima. Is that right? Before Duryodhana and all his brothers and everyone else who was killed at the Battle of Kurukshetra were killed, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And in the 11th chapter, which when Arjuna is seeing the Vishvarupa, the universal form, Krishna says to Arjuna, Dronam cha bhishmam cha jayadratam cha karnam tatanyan apiyodaviran mayahatangs tvang jahimavyatishta yudhyasva jetasirane sapatnan. Krishna says, mayahatangs, they're already killed. Drona, Bhishma, Jayadrata, Karna, and all so many other great warriors, they're already killed by me. So you go and kill them. They're already killed by me. Go and kill them. He mentions here various warriors who were killed by Arjuna. Drona. Who killed Drona? Actually, it was Arjuna. Who killed Bhishma? Who killed Jayadrata? Who killed Karna? They were killed by Arjuna, but Krishna says, they're already killed by me. I've got my tab on them. They're as good as dead, because I want them dead. It's already decided. So you fight, and you will vanquish your enemies in battle. So that's the meaning of the name, Chanurandha Nishudana. Madhvacharya said that he could give 1,000 meanings to each name. I've explained some of the meanings given by the Vaishnav Acharyas who have commented on Vishnu Sahasranam. Generally, I give the Shankaracharya's commentary, but I didn't, because Shankaracharya, this time I didn't give Shankaracharya's commentary, but I'll just tell you what it means, because it's the same as what other Vaishnav commentators also say. He says that Chanara, who was sent to fight with Krishna and was killed by Krishna, was from the kingdom of Andhra. So it's this. So I'm explaining, following previous commentators. So Hare Krishna. I'd like to. We have 11 minutes before Arati. So in this time, I'm inviting Sri Srinivas, Sridhar Srinivas Prabhu, to present about one book which he's just published. I consider this book very important. We don't want to get into politics in particular in this gathering, this Shravan Kirtan camp. But there's one issue in which I am very deeply emotionally involved, at least, as it affects the whole future direction of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON, that is over the issue of the induction of female Diksha Gurus. He's written a book on this point. I'm not going to discuss it in this gathering, but he's written a book, so if you want to have a Shastric insight on this issue, you can read his book. So please present. You can speak, just speak for 5 minutes about this book, and that will be it. And then we'll have Arati. Gaura Arati, led by Dharani Dara Prabhu, who's from the Czech Republic and who has led many blissful kirtans in the Czech Republic. So we're expecting a blissful kirtan. Every kirtan should be blissful. Led by Dharani Dara Prabhu. And then Mukunda Datta Prabhu is going to lead the Damodar Ashtakam Kirtan.